Throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high. About to roll another spliff, make another hit. Got my cash up, about to take another trip. I'm from the bottom where niggas ain't got shit. So while I'm up, I'ma celebrate in this bitch. No celebrity, but I got star power. I can make a hit song in about an hour. I can flood the whole hood in about an hour. I'm a boss, I can give your ass a lead shower. I got the heart of a lion, never been a coward. Niggas hating in the hood, cause my weed's louder. Niggas hating in the hood, cause my music's better. Instead of hating on me, get your shit together. Instead of hating on me, get your bars up. Change your way of thinking, and then boss up. Instead of hating on me, get your bars up. Change your way of thinking, and then boss up. Throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high, rep that shit. Yeah, throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high, rep that shit. Yeah, throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high, rep that shit. Yeah, throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high. About to roll another spliff, make another hit. Got my cash up, about to take another trip. Got my cash up, about to cop another whip. But in reality, it really don't mean shit. In reality, it really don't mean nothing. I'm from the hood where niggas really had nothing. So we celebrate cause we live in better days. Yo, we celebrate cause we really getting paid. Enjoy the fruits of our labor every single day. I'm from the hood where niggas really never make it. So if you get the opportunity, you better take it. Blink of an eye, you can get your life taken. God bless everyone that's not here today. And God bless everyone that is here today. When you finally make it to the top and shit's good, do it big, my nigga, rep your hood. Throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high, rep that shit. Yeah, throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high, rep that shit. Yeah, throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high, rep that shit. Yeah, throw your hood up in the air, hold it up high.
Yo, what it do, what it do, what it do. You know who it is, and if you don't know by now, you should know. It's your boy Pharaoh Mo.
And JT.
And shout out to my man Iraq for that song that you know we just played, man.
Shout out Iraq.
I fucks with it heavy.
Up in the air.
Up in the air. Hey, I fucks with it. But hey, it's season two, man. Season fucking two. And thank y'all for being down with us because on the break we have Felicia's show on there. Word to the wise, and you know seems to be doing all right. Shout out to her.
Shout out Fee.
What's up with you, JT?
Nah, man, working like crazy.
Working like a Jamaican.
Yeah. I don't know how they work.
They got like 10 jobs.
Yeah, I got a couple jobs. So main job's cool. But this music shit is going crazy.
Hey, that's
and,
great.
And shout out Ball Out Productions. Shout out Show Off Gang.
Yo.
And shout out the new partnership. I'm now a minority owner of Astrum, which is a tech company from overseas. They just started in the United States. And we're looking for brand ambassadors right now. So if you got a reach, if you got a following, hit me up.
Holler at JTizza.
Get in the inbox.
Hey.
And holla at me. We might have something we could do for you. A little profit sharing offer.
Hey. Hey, yeah, drop a bomb, JT.
Check out Astrum Tech on IG, though, for real. Check them out.
You know what? I checked them out. I did see something about that.
Crazy. Shout out Jay Hayes.
Hey, shout out to Jay Hayes, man. Yeah. Hey, you got to come back on the show, cuz. You got to come back.
I'm going to get him. Yeah, I'm going to hit him and get him on here.
Yeah, man. I got a couple things in the works, too, man. We gonna have some people on this season, man. I've been talking to some people. Shout out to Bag Fuel. Shout out to Esso.
We're
trying to get you on here, man. Chop it up. But we got a guest today. But before we get, talk to her, let's get to the word of the day.
Word of the day.
Yo, the word of the day is discernment. Do you know what discernment means, JT?
I don't think I do, but I've heard it used a lot. So, like, I have an idea, but I don't know if I understand fully.
Got you. Let me tell you what discernment is. Well, first off, it's a noun, and it is the ability to judge well. And I guess the other definition, it's in a Christian text, which, whatever. It's a perception and absence of judgment with a view to obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding without providing for a time of healing and discernment. There will be no hope of living through this present moment without a shattering of our common life.
I think that sentence just confused me.
Exactly. So we're going to go with the first one. We're going to go with the first definition, which is the ability to judge well. And you know what? That word just happens to go so very well with how my life is going recently, because I got to show a lot of discernment to a lot of people. You know, I got to stay. I got to stay away from certain people and certain things. So,
yeah,
it just
you want to elaborate?
No,
you want to leave it there for now?
I'm gonna leave it there, man. There's a lot going on, man. There's just a lot.
So I feel that, and I feel like, and this is what I'm learning.
This is why I don't talk to niggas after 8 p.m.
You shouldn't be talking to niggas after 8
p.m. I don't talk to niggas
anyways.
After 8 p.m. My business hours are from 9 to 5. After, 5 to 8, I don't know.
It's kid time. Hey. 5 to 8 is kid's time, and then after that,
I do not talk to niggas after 8.
After 8 is too late. So I'm kind of glad you brought this up, but I think you're starting to elevate. This is why you're learning, and this is what I've been learning, going through all this chaos and everything, is that everybody can't come with you on the ride.
Hey, everybody can't go.
So whether it's you kicking them off the train, or they just can't catch up to the train, everybody can't go.
Everybody can't
and,
do
but
it.
But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And that doesn't mean that you're doing something, or you're treating people like shit or whatever. It's just everybody can't go where you're going, because everybody can't see the vision you have either.
Everything ain't for everybody.
Exactly.
So, selfish with yourself.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of understand this word now. Yeah. I feel like I got a good judge of character, and I get a feeling when I meet people for the first time, and I can't control it. I can't fully understand it, but you get that, you get a feeling when you meet people, sometimes good, sometimes bad, and that shit sticks with me. So, but I can't want to read somebody, but that shit just happens. It's weird.
Right. It just happens.
Weird.
And I'll be trying to give people the benefit of the doubt too, man. But,
as you get older, that patience wears thin, don't it?
I was just about to say, the older I get, I really don't care.
Because the patterns, you see the patterns. You see shit that's happened before, and you're like, nah, that shit happened before. I don't like it.
Yeah. My level of care is at an all-time low.
But people don't care about you either.
Exactly, which is why I really don't care.
And when you learn that, it makes life easier.
Yes.
But that's a hard lesson to learn.
Very hard. But you know what? I'm going to introduce our guest, because I'm sure our guest, may have some insight on certain discernment she might have to go through, And fuck the bullshit. We're going to get to it. Let me introduce our guest, which I've been trying to get her on since motherfucking back on the old podcast, Everything Under the Sun, but ain't no better time than right now. So, I got a guess. Her name is Casey Roman, everybody. Drop a bomb.
You're going to do a little applause.
Let's do a little applause. How you doing, Casey?
What's up?
How's your, you know, everything going?
Everything is going good. No complaints.
That's great. That's good to hear. I'm glad.
No complaints. Just hustling.
I'm glad that you can make it. And you stay pretty busy, don't you?
Oh, I'm busy. We've been busy.
Well, tell everybody why you're booked. What do you do?
Well, so what's up, y'all? My name is Casey. I am your local hair lover up in the 724. And if you don't know, now you know.
Yo.
I've been slaying heads up in the city where we're from for like the last almost 20 years. So
I've worked.
Yeah. Damn. Next year will be 20 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I started from the bottom. Now I'm here. I love what I do. I love what I do. And I mean, just what I do. You know what I mean? So that's how I stay booked, because I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I take it very serious. This isn't a hobby.
Right.
You know, this is my life.
Mm-hmm. That's what's
you
up.
You know what I mean? I love what I do. I work hard. Yeah, and that's how I'm booked. And I work hard. Work hard, secure my bag, and get 8 hours of sleep.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Clap it up for that.
Absolutely. So what made you want to get into doing hair?
Well, that's a kind of a long story, but I've always wanted to do hair since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also something I've always been interested in. And then I'm going to say when I was about middle school, I went through some tough times in life. You know, life was hard. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know, I hated school. So I was like, fuck that. I want to do hair. Send me to Votech. So I went to Votech, meet some new people and get out. You know, Spanish just wasn't my thing. I mean, I wish it was, you know, people look at me and think I look Spanish,
but
I don't.
You look a little bit Spanish.
No, white as hell. And I don't speak no Spanish.
Italian.
But yeah. So I went to Votech, and then that was it. Went to Votech. You know, I had one person there. I was a little rough around the edges. You know, nobody would give me a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my cosmetology teacher, the only person that ever believed in me. You know what I mean? She's like, all right, Casey, you could do this. You know what I mean? I'm like, can I? She's like, you just gotta calm down a little bit. But she's like, you know, I believe in your potential and you work hard, you know, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, graduated high school, something I always did. I mean, I was hanging in the streets, hanging out with the wrong crowd, but I was always going to work. I was going to the after hour club, but I was still cutting hair one foot up. You know
Christ,
what I mean?
Jesus.
You know, but back then, you know, I think one reason why I am so booked is because back then, which was like 20 years ago, you know, we didn't have social media. We didn't have that shit. You know, I was like hustling in the mall. You know, back then malls was jumping.
Yeah.
Malls was jumping, you know? And another reason why I'm booked is because I started off the holiday hair at the mall, which was like a chain.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was there living on my own in an efficiency apartment. You know what I mean? Hungry. Like literally, like fucking hungry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm going to fucking the food court, scrapping up change for a foot long at Subway. Meanwhile, you know, I see these older stylists in here like banging these people out, getting Sbarros. I'm like, damn. I want a four spaghetti and meatballs. I'm in here getting a foot long, saving half for lunch, half for dinner, sweeping up hair, watching these old bitches cut hair.
Damn.
You know, show me the tricks of the trade. And I'm like, you know, my cosmetology teacher always told me I could do it, and I got to do it to eat. So I started there and, you know, just stayed wide awake and stayed educating myself and worked hard. So with that being said, you know, at the holiday hair, that was a walk-in salon. You didn't take appointments, so you had to hustle to get the people.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you wasn't quick, if you wasn't doing it, if you was nervous, you wasn't getting the people, and I wasn't
eating. Right, because you're taking too long with one person, you're missing the next one.
Yep, so fast forward to that, you know, when I started building up a clientele, because I worked every day because I didn't have shit, you know what I mean? Everybody knew me, you know what I mean? I was always cutting hair. Was I the best? No, but I was cutting.
Right.
Was I the best at coloring? No, but I'll try.
You was visible.
Right. You know what I mean? I was doing hair on my mama's porch. I'd come to your house, do the shit out my living room on my porch. I ain't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I worked in the salon. That's how I made my extra money. So when I got into the salon, you know, I was always double booking. You know, I do 2, 3, 4 people at a time. I got two assistants that work with me, you know, low-key, like, mentor in the industry.
Shampoo her while I color her.
And I teach them all the tricks of the trade.
Blow-dry her while she, yep.
That's you know what I mean? And that's how you do it. So that's how I stay booked and busy. If you decide you get sick or a flat tire on the way in, that's cool. I'm going to sit down, eat my lunch, and wait for the next person to come in, which will be in about 5 minutes.
Right.
That's dope.
Damn.
Clap it up for that.
Yo, that's hey, we got the biggest boss in the
biggest,
building.
The biggest. So that kind of like that story right there reminds me of the music industry or any trade or
it's a tough
anything
industry.
Because like you got to grind, but also you got to start from the bottom and work your way up. So you're, when you're sweeping hair and doing all that shit, you're watching everything that goes on. Yeah, you're learning how to interact with the people. You're learning how they move fast and all that stuff. So like you literally put in your 10,000 hours. That's why you got to where you're at today. So shout out to you, man. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's a grind. That's literally a grind.
It is. I mean, when you think about it, kind of like
sacrificing sleep, sacrificing everything.
I mean, you're sacrificing a lot. I mean, even like nowadays, now that I've been in the game for a long time, you know, and you got social media and you got all these schools popping up and stuff. Like back then, there wasn't social media. I was handing out coupons, you know, your best thing. Social media, one thing that I'm learning, I don't know if y'all learn, that shit is smoke and mirrors.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right. You know, and that shit is smoke and mirrors. Like that shit ain't even real life for real. You know what I mean? So like,
you can literally be whatever you want to be on social media.
And if it takes off,
scary.
But then you can get rich off of that if it takes off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Double-edged sword.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, man, too shy. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I just grew up in a different era.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's
where, you know what I mean? You got a lot of people that
this is all they know.
Yeah, like where I'm at today, like nobody helped me. Nobody would give me a chance. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I had to start from the bottom.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just,
at least now,
and it's word of mouth.
At least now you can at least reach out to people and
get
some type of help. Yeah, back then he was a renegade pretty much.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, now I got two assistants that work with me, you know what I mean? They ain't have shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nurture them, treat them like my little sis, my little baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Keep it real with them, show them my tricks of the trade. That way, whenever they're ready, you know, they won't have to fight like I had to. They'll have a good foundation just carry on. You know, be priceless. You know what I mean? That's success. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it is.
100%.
You know what I mean? They ain't going to beat the millions of dollars. It's just,
well, they're never going to learn what you can teach them in school.
They'll never learn that. No, it's
they'll
the gift that just keep on giving, the priceless shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kind of fast forward, because you said you started off, you know, in a little walk-in shop. Let's fast forward this. Where are you at right now?
So now I currently own my own luxury salon suite.
Hey!
Yeah, she loves luxury.
She said luxury.
It is a luxury salon suite.
That's dope.
I got a nice view of 79. You know, I ain't got to do no sweeping, no mopping. You know, it's super nice.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, When was the moment you decided you wanted to have your own salon? Because, like, I know that shit got to be... Like, for one, like, I can't... you know, in my humble opinion, I'm sure you probably had many migraines, headaches, sleepless nights, fucking...
No, that shit ain't for the week. The shit ain't for the week. But...
Yeah, right.
Excuse me. I mean, it's always something I've always wanted to do. It's just, you know what I mean? You just got to just have faith in yourself, and you just can't be scared to take that leap. You got to believe in yourself, you know, which is really fucking scary. Like, you know, I got an opportunity to go in. So I've been in my luxury salon suite about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, I opened up a salon with 5 other people that were established, you know, well-known stylists. And I was in a partnership with them for about 6 years, and it was great. It was fabulous. So it was a little bit easy, you know what I mean? But still at the same time, you know what I mean? I was like, am I going to do this? I was at my job for 12 years, mind you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, in a corporation, the motherfuckers take half your money. You know what I mean? I don't know why somebody always trying to take somebody's fucking dollar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's foul.
It is foul.
It is foul.
Like, it is foul. You know what I mean? I mean, I bought my house on a corporate income. You know what I mean? Now I'm just, you know, I see the money that I can make on my own with my own business and my own hard work. Like, nobody works harder than for yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You put that little extra grit in.
But like you said, taking that risk, though.
I mean, you got to take that risk.
A lot of people can't take that risk.
You know, you just got to take the risk. You know what I mean? I mean, I've never had shit. You know what I mean? I've worked hard for everything I had. And, you know, as long as you got your health and you got what you believe in, you know what I mean? And know yourself as a person, you know what I mean? It's all right.
Yeah. So what was the biggest challenge when you broke out on your own?
I'm just going to have to say just the biggest challenge is just, you know what I mean? It's just being scary, just like... Just starting everything. Like, where do I start at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do...
Because you're responsible for everything.
I mean, you're responsible for everything. I mean, ain't nobody going to set up your LLC. Ain't nobody going to get you an insurance guy to set up your insurance. Ain't nobody... You know, you got to have a little bit of money and a little bit of decent credit if you need to finance something.
Yeah.
You got to have a little bit of bread, you know, to put a security deposit on a spot. Do you got to renovate a spot? You know what I mean? Buy your overhead. You got to pay for... People don't realize. Small business owners, you know what I mean? I pay out more money... a month than what most motherfuckers make in a month.
Just to make some money. Right, right.
You know what I mean? You got to pay your taxes. You got to pay your insurance. I mean, you got to pay your payroll. You got to pay for QuickBooks to categorize your money. Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of hidden fees in there. So, you know, I mean, it's just trying to balance all that. I do have an accountant, which is good, which obviously I swipe him out of my thing too to pay him.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? He get his money, which I don't give a fuck how much money he costs. Yeah,
but the accountants can keep you out of jail, but also they charge a pretty penny.
Oh, yeah. I spent about $2,000.
Cameron said accountant handle my money. But a double check.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, you know, that was like, you know, it was just scary just taking that initial like leap and just believing in yourself. You know what I mean? Like, can I do this? But you know what I mean? I just see if something doesn't work out, then it wasn't meant to be. And you just pick yourself up another day and just keep on moving. You know what I mean?
That's why
I've been through
a lot
of things in my life, you know, where I've had to choose, am I going to pick myself up or am I not? You know what I mean? I've always chosen to pick myself up, which is selfish, but I don't give a fuck.
But that's why you're successful.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
Everybody don't have that drive.
I'll take no shit.
Yeah, that's dope.
That is what's up. Oh, man. So what's the most stressful part about being a hairstylist?
I mean, there ain't nothing stressful about that. I mean, I love what I do. Right. I mean, I get to get up, go to work every day. I'm my own boss. I get to talk a little shit, do something I love to do. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to say, you know, it's probably just like the scheduling. You know, it's like, you know, my schedule is like the stock market. It changes every minute, you know? You know what I mean? It's like updating, changing. I'm booked out like 2 months.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm booked out two and a half months.
Now, do your clients have to put money down to book?
They don't have to put money down to book, no, but you do have to have a bank card on file. Yeah. You know, in case you want to like cancel late or not
charge.
Show up.
You charge for no show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But most of my clientele, like I said, I've been doing hair like 20 years. I'm 39.
Yeah.
I've watched people grow
new
up.
So regulars now, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing people's hair 15, 20 years. Like, you know what I mean? I do people's hair from when I first started.
So, all right. So a beauty salon's a little different than a barbershop, but have you ever been cheated on by a client?
Oh,
and how does that?
On the day, I don't care because I stay booked and busy.
How embarrassed are they when they come back after cheating on you? How embarrassed are they when they come back after cheating on you?
I'm gonna say I have a big vast clientele. So that usually, which is funny to me, this is like so textbook. This is hilarious to me. First of all, they tell on themselves. I wouldn't even know. I see mad people a week. Okay, yeah. I mean, I bust out, you know, a good 10, 11, 12 people a day, which I mean, most of it is hair color. Which takes a long time. Mm-hmm. Oh, they tell on themselves, and then they apologize, and they swear they'll never do it again.
Yeah, so it's literally like cheating on a.
But the thing is,
spouse.
I don't care. Can't nobody do it like Kay Slay? If they don't know, they better know.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's I don't care what anybody says. You know what I mean? I do too much because I mean, like I said, I triple book. Some people don't like that, but hey.
But they know what they're signing up for if they've been there before.
But honey, you can't rush good hair. I just move at the speed of light. You know what I mean? I just move quick. I mean, I've been doing it for so long, and I always have help. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like my girls, that help me apply color. They blow dry.
Somebody keeping them occupied. It doesn't feel like they're waiting. Yeah.
Right. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's perception.
Hey. I mean, all I got to say is I ain't got time to be, you know, you put the hair color on, that shit got to sit for 45 minutes.
So that's enough time to prep somebody else.
Something.
Yeah, we keep it moving. It's just like a revolving door, like for like 10 hours of it.
Yeah. I remember my mom used to go get her hair done and I would be in the salon with her.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
That's just how it is.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, she'd be in the chair, you know, and she gossiping while she getting her hair done. Then she moves her over to the dryer. So then, you know, I'm sitting there, she reading a book while she's under the dryer, and they're talking to the next person. Then now she's back up. Now they're going to style it, and then it's her turn again. So yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. But you know, it's like, it's like your hair.
There's one hairdresser and there's five people and they're getting their hair done.
But it's a whole vibe though. I mean, you know, it's kind of like the barbershop, a little bit different. You know, you go there, you get to talk a little bit of shit. You know, you get to look good. And then it's like, you get your hair done the regular. You end up seeing people there that catch you up on the same schedule. You end up being friends with them. Like, oh, hey, girl. You know what I mean? Yep. So it's cool, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
So what's your favorite, like, hairstyle to do? Like, what's your favorite thing to do, I guess?
I mean, I love to do it all. I mean, color and hair is probably like my biggest thing.
Really? What's the craziest, like, I guess,
I mean, trends are a lot. So like, I'm not a barber. Okay. But, when I first started doing hair, we're going to take this back. Why I'm so booked. When I first started doing hair, there wasn't the barber shops that there is now. There wasn't a hairdresser on every corner. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was cutting everybody.
There's literally one on every corner.
Yeah.
Literally,
you know what I mean? Literally. So back then.
In a small town, which
is
crazy.
Yeah. So back then, you know what I mean? I was always working. So everybody always hit me up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's that. So, I mean, I'm going to say the craziest thing. I mean, trends are always changing. You know what I mean? How they're always coming back. Like right now, you know, people want them chunky highlights from like back in the day.
Yeah, which I'm
like, okay, but for real.
from the 90s, everything.
I mean, but honestly, so I'm not a barber, but I cut a lot of men's hair. I ain't no barber, but my shit's all right. You know what I mean? I cut my guys. I got my little crew of college boys that love me refer to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They come down and get their hair cut before they even go home and go out for the night. Like, I love it. The hairstyles change on the guys way more than the women. I can't keep up with my young boys in college. That's the hardest thing. And first of all, then I'm like, you ain't gonna be putting the heat on me. I ain't no barber, guys. Yeah,
right.
I know y'all love me.
The lines is blurring when it comes to men's fashion nowadays. Like,
oh, the it's men,
because I have young boy. I have 22-year-old twin boys, and like literally the lines are blurring when it comes to fashion and all that stuff. Yes. Like,
yeah.
They got blouses for men and
right.
all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, so it's so they care about how they look. Like, they get their eyebrows done and shit.
Oh yeah.
Like my
son's eyebrows
boys,
are the crispiest.
Like, yeah, I need to get my eyebrows done and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's different nowadays. It's different.
Yeah,
they care about that.
Yeah, but the boys they change their hairstyle more than the women.
It's wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ugh. Another thing that I want to add, I don't know if you married.
Yep.
Okay. One thing that I'm going to ask as a professional that's just trying to like lay heads out for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush your goddamn wife at the goddamn beauty shop. That's my number one complaint.
Her mom doesn't rush good hair.
Actually,
her mom used to do hair in this house over there.
Yeah.
But she does her hair
now. You can't
now.
Rush good hair. It's like, how much longer am I going to be? Bitch, now you got to do that. This ain't like, you know, social media, smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to take a before picture. So the husband is rushing the wife's out at the end of their appointment. Now,
so
meanwhile,
they shouldn't even be there.
Huh?
They shouldn't even be there.
No, they ain't there. They're calling them on the phone because they're hungry. They want their dinner and the kids is calling.
You might have to
they can't
tonight.
Handle the household.
See, I mean, I'm 50-50 household, so I'll cook.
If your wife is ever at the beauty shop, you just let her be
four
while she's
hours.
There. So that's my one complaint.
Whatever she needs,
like,
because
I'm doing this beautiful hair color, and I do these before pictures, and I do my little videos. I mean, that shit takes time. I mean, you know, like it looks like 10 seconds or something, but it takes you like a minute to record that shit.
Exactly.
You know, and then you're done, and the very last thing is okay, your hair color is beautiful. Let me take my little hit them angles.
Exactly.
And then, but you don't want to hit the angles because your husband calling, and then I'm like, well, damn, your hair was fire, but now I ain't got no shit for my social because your husband was rushing you. So that's.
Yeah.
Husbands, let your woman sit at the beauty shop, goddammit.
You heard her.
Plus, you're going
let
to
let
them
sit there. If it takes 4 or 5 hours, it takes 4 or 5 hours.
No, you can't rush good hair. You can't do it.
And I'm sure she's going to appreciate you for letting her enjoy that time.
Yeah, because
that's kind of like going to see a psychiatrist. That's like me time. Like, you need
literally,
that shit. People need that
literally.
Shit.
And a lot of women, like, honestly, like, when they're chilling, like, I'm doing 2-3 people. So, like, people are, like, chilling, you know. Half the time, you know, you got some people that are on their phone. You got some women that are reading books. You got some women that are just freaking just chilling, looking out my good view.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Looking at the clouds. Like, they're just chilling.
Husbands and dads, take care of them damn kids and let them get their hair done.
Let your wives get their hair done once a month, maybe twice a month. Well, think about it like this.
Let them do that shit once every two, I don't know how often, but let them do that
shit. Yeah, because think about it like this. Your woman might come home with different women. You might feel like you're cheating
like,
on your woman, but you're cheating.
This
is another thing. So I ain't married. I do have a son, but I'm a new mom, okay, and he's like 24 and a half, which is the funniest part. But, you know, these women put themselves on the back burner. They're worried about their husband. They're worried about the household. They're worried about their kids. You know, and here I am just working, living my life because I just do whatever I want, you know, but it's important. You know, it's important to make that time for yourself, you know, to not feel guilty spending the money on yourself. Because,
right.
you know, you leave there, it's, you know, are you going to notice her eyebrows? You know, 9 times out of 10, when a woman leaves, they say, I don't want to get my hair cut, but I got to do something different with my hair so my husband will notice.
Yeah, and that's
you know what I mean?
Crazy.
So you got to pay attention. You got to pay attention because them little bit of details, like, yeah, I get my eyelashes lifted. Do I want you to notice? I don't need you to motherfucking notice.
Right.
I notice when I look at myself. I work in a mirror 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I stare at myself all day. So you would think that's brutal? Stare at yourself all day.
I can't.
So you gotta, like treat yourself, look good, so you just feel better to other people. I mean, it's a thing. Self care is a big thing.
I completely
for women.
Understand
it really is.
Though, because like I know whenever I would go get my hair cut, well, even when I go get my hair cut, when I was go downtown, that was like a 2-hour process.
Yeah,
yeah, like for real, like get the haircut, then you want to do this, and then. go put the, you know,
before my hairline receded itself. I used to have braids and shit all the time too, and
with your hair fresh and twisted.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
My mom
could get you a bottle of honey.
So when I was in high school, my mom did it. So she would literally do it 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
Because basketball, you know, playing sports and shit, you got to wash that shit all the time. But yeah, 2-3 times a week, my shit was always fresh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, or I'd let Bunny do it, but that shit hurt.
That shit hurt.
That shit hurt.
It'll be
that
Chinese for about a week or so.
But yeah, that shit would,
But so,
self-care.
Yeah. So you got any future plans, like for... You know, your establishment, is there anything you want to do? You want to expand?
So like I said, I just went on my own solely about like 7-8 months ago. Mm-hmm. I do have two assistants with me that I've been nurturing and like, you know, molding them into be successful stylists. So, you know, I am going to be looking for a spot. You know, locally, whenever a spot opens up, it's just hard to find.
Real estate's crazy right now.
It is crazy. So, you know, my future plans are.
I can help you with that.
Yeah. All right.
I'm small business banker.
Oh, well, hey. Yo, I got that good credit, you know.
We got programs for women-owned. Women-owned business.
I got horrible credit.
Yeah, we always need that. But so my future plans are, within the next couple years, find me a good spot, build it up, build a good team with, you know, young upcoming stylists and train them and, you know, mentor them and show them the ways.
Will you always do hair when you own a salon or would you ever step back and just
Probably not. Probably not. I have control issues.
Would you like to have multiple?
Multiple locations.
If you can find reliable people.
I don't know about that. I just, you know what I mean? I just feel like...
You want to do the work. You love what you do.
I do love what I do. I mean, if I would step back, it would be to step back and have a salon full of people and be like a hands-on manager and like, you know, like coach and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because these young kids, they just think they know everything. And they don't.
They don't.
And I'm the first one to be like, sis, where'd you learn that?
But it took you...
Sis, where'd you learn that?
It took you 20 years... to know what you know.
Yeah, you know how I learned? From fucking up. From fucking up. You know, so don't do that again. So, you know, you should be lucky you got somebody like me under your wing that ain't gonna, like, tear you up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just gonna help you out, you know?
And when I
give you that side eye, you don't know. You don't know. I'm like, girl. Damn.
Here comes the cleaner. Come to fix it.
You know, and that takes patience too. You know what I mean? A lot of people ain't got patience. You know, so I do have one assistant. She actually worked at like a really, really like bougie ass, like well-known salon, right? She grew up, she ain't have shit. Okay. I gotta talk about my girl and her growth for a minute, because the growth is real and the patience is real. And what's our word of the day?
Discernment.
You know what I mean? Like, I seen a little bit of myself in her back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was fighting for something, you know, what nobody gave me a chance because I was a little rough. I had my eyebrow pierced. I didn't look like everybody else. I wasn't your like pretty girl like in here driving a fancy car type shit. You know what I'm saying? So my girl Isabella, that's her name. She was working at the salon and she was hungry, ready. You know what I mean? But you know. She was like me. She didn't have nothing. She wasn't your typical, you know, bougie-ass Instagram social person. So she got a job at the salon. They promised her the world. Okay. Girlfriend needed tons of work. So instead of them taking the time out to actually put in the patience and nurture this girl and, like, be real with her and let her know, like, sis, you know, you got this fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They just, like, strung her along. And she felt an fail. They just was just stringing her along. They wasn't even real with her. But like, hey, you need to do this. You need to work on this. You know, she needed to work on a lot of things. You know, she just needed to work on a lot of things. You know what I mean? So by me taking her on, you know what I mean? Being honest with her and really like putting in that work. You know what I mean? My girl is killing it. You know what I mean? She must got her ass fired a couple times for doing some dumb shit. You know what I mean? Then I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to fire this bitch. But something inside me, you know, I just got that, you know, mm-hmm. I felt that good vibe about her. I knew she was a good person, you know, like, you know, she's doing amazing. So I'm glad that I stuck with that and had the patience. You know, shit takes patience.
Yeah, it's accountability too. We talked about that a couple shows ago.
That's one of our accountability. Of our other words.
Yeah. You were holding her accountable for her actions.
Cause you know, I mean, one thing that makes me a good boss and I think, you know, it makes me successful is I hold myself accountable to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somebody might have something going on Friday night, but like, I don't go out Friday nights. Like I got to get up, go make my money. You know what I mean? I got to be on point when I go to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds good at the time, but it ain't going to be good tomorrow. And right. I got to look out for my future self. So, like, what you was talking about earlier, you know what I mean? Like, you doing your own thing and, like, you graduating. You're just elevating yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what you want to be when you grow up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and you got to look out for yourself, and you got to think about that stuff on the daily, you know? We're getting older, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting older.
You
got to
think about
you
that shit.
You
got
to think about that shit on the daily.
Yeah.
Wow, man. I feel very enlightened on, you know, on the hair.
Business.
The hair business of the hair. Yeah, the hair business.
If y'all aren't paying attention, it's more than just hair.
It's business.
It's business.
Hair.
Right. It's about how to be a successful business person. It's about how to hold yourself accountable, to put in the hard work to get to the next level. So
yeah,
that's dope.
It is.
Congratulations to you.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
there's a lot
absolutely
more to it than people even really think. You know, be like, oh, you get your hair done. Like, I ain't waving a magic wand. Like, when you color hair, that's actually chemistry. Well, you know, you gotta
mix and the right shit.
And you got people's whole livelihoods in your hands.
Like, oh yeah, you fuck up somebody's
fuck up
hair.
Oh,
it's the end of the rope.
They're done.
Oh, they're
like,
done.
Emotionally done.
They're done.
So
they're done.
Yeah, that's a big responsibility. It definitely is. You want to get to a track before we?
Yeah,
before
actually, I want to get to a track because you know, I want to see what Casey's you know, she got any opinions or you know just some commentary on, you know, some of the current events that we tend to talk about.
Okay.
So, you know,
well, before we get to this track, can you plug your socials? Can you plug your website and state the name of your salon one more time?
Yeah, my salon is at Salon Roman. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. That's pretty much my main stuff. I'm also Casey Roman on Facebook. I do a lot of my social stuff on there. Most of my hair stuff's on there too. You can make an appointment either way. I'm kind of booked out, but
it's like a tattoo. You got to get in.
Yeah,
there
yeah. But you want to come meet me. You get good conversation and good hair. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
You have a website?
I ain't got a website.
No, not yet. Okay.
No, we just got to go to that young generation. Just social media.
Okay.
And I'm old too, so it's mostly Facebook. It's mostly Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into this footwork by my man Iraq. Let's go.
The Inbox.
Asha, and I'm getting mine. Because I put that full work in. Because I put that full work in.
Asha, and I'm getting mine. Because I put that full work in. Because I put that full work in. Put that footwork in, I don't play. I be striving for greatness each and every single day. I be making these power moves each and every single way. If you're scared to go hard, don't even play. I came up from the bottom, had to get it from the mud. If I eat, we all eat. It's BBT, it's all love. Always play by the rules, always try to keep it real. If I did make a mistake, I learned from it, dog, for real. Do it big for my kids every day, and that's a promise. Yo, it feels real good sending your first son to college. Got another the one coming up ambitious and hungry. He loves football, basketball, shoes, and getting money. I've been paid my dues, my nigga, ain't nothing funny. I'm from the slums, yo, I know how they get gully. I've been paid my dues, my nigga, ain't nothing funny. I'm from the slums, yo, I know how they get money. Put that footwork in.
I shine, and I'm getting mine. Put that footwork, I shine, and I'm getting mine. Because I put that footwork in. Cause I put that footwork in.
I put that footwork in, I don't play. I be freestyling and jotting these bars down every day. I be focusing, painting pictures in my mind every day. When it comes to this hip hop shit, I don't play. We can go bar for bar, we can go on any beat. If you wanna battle me, it's guaranteed you rest in peace. I put that footwork in, that's why I can't be beat. I put that footwork in, that's why my style's unique. It's a rap, nigga.
I shine, and I'm getting mine. Because I put that footwork in. Cause I put that footwork. I shine.
I put that footwork.
put that footwork in. I put that footwork in. Cause I put that footwork in.
The Inbox.
Yo, that was Footwork by my man Iraq.
Iraq.
Shout out to Iraq. Boy. And since you know what? I'm fuck it. I might as well just, you know, let the cat out the bag right now. So tentatively, you know, after you know, we do season two and everything, tentatively, I got a sports show in the works with my man Iron Eyes, aka Iraq. And we're gonna talk about mainly like you know, some high school football, college and pro, and you know, hopefully that's coming this fall.
Still, you got a name?
Yeah, the press box, guys.
The press box.
Press box. So look out for the press box coming this fall, and
I'm excited to hear it. It's probably gonna get heated too.
It's gonna get very heated, and it's crazy because I'll be coming up with shit. I'm a mastermind. I'm a fucking mastermind. I'll be coming up with this shit because I'll be seeing things on Facebook, and you know, me and Iron, you know, E with a Q, shout out to E with a Q.
E with a Q.
We you know, do we be talking sports like crazy, and you know, sometimes we talk sports on here too, which we'll probably get to, you know, here in a second. But, you know, I just figured we'd talk some sports and, you know, get some bullshit going, you know, and see what happens.
Well, that's why I said it's going to get heated, because I know how y'all get when it comes to the sports.
But see,
because everybody knows everything when it comes to sports.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's going to be interesting. I got a whole setup for it and everything. And you might hear from some past, you know, players from around the area, you know.
Okay.
You might hear from somebody. So, you know, somebody that might have played in the league.
Special
or something.
Guests.
Yeah.
Some ex-pros, some ex-college, some ex-high school.
You know, I might have superstars. To pull some tricks out of my bag. But we're going to get to that here this fall. So stay tuned for the press box. Also, you know, shout out to Fee again. Word to the wise, we got a new episode coming out here. Actually, I'm going to hit y'all with a double whammy. So you're going to get the season two episode, and you're going to get another episode of Word to the Wise. Shout out to Fee. That's enough right now. Casey, let's get back to Casey. So there's this question I usually ask everybody. And you know, it's usually who's their top five rappers, you know, and if you don't have your top five rappers, musicians is cool. But I usually ask everybody, what's your top five favorite rappers?
Well, I'm going to say my top five favorite rappers. I'm still old school. I mean, I love Busta Rhymes. I love Jay-Z. I mean, I don't fuck with Nicki or fucking all the other ones. I like Missy fucking Elliott.
I love
Da Brat, you know what I mean? But I still like 21 Savage. I fucking like Lil Baby. I bump some of his shit. Mm-hmm. I bump some rappers that I don't know. But, you know, maybe like Lil Baby and some of his crew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I like the old school shit. I mean, you know, I still listen to Dr. Dre. I mean.
Fucking right.
I feel like our generation can't let shit go.
No.
Yeah,
we can't let music go.
We can't let movies go.
Like, we remake all the fucking movies. We can't let shit go.
Dog,
I mean, now we're even to, like, to the age where like it's like not even like a rap song, but like it's a song you're like, wait, they done sampled that shit. They're always sampling some shit.
They're sampling our shit, which was sampled from
some other past shit.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio and I forget what song it was. I think it might have been It might have been a Busta Rhymes song.
California.
It was a Busta Rhymes that put your hands with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They was playing that on the radio, but it wasn't that.
Wait, I got the best one.
Oh, it's that Coi Leray.
Wait, but now
it was something.
Put girls as players too.
No, it was it was something.
Oh, that was Coi Leray. Yeah. I was like for a minute when I heard that, mm-hmm. But the best that I heard, because we listen to Spotify at work. You know, we just do something like, you know, we just listen to regular shit.
Yeah.
They have the freaking country guy singing the '90s mashup with like Nelly, City High.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't even realize country's on that. I didn't hear the hook and I'm like, What? Yeah, and then they switch the song, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, they're just doing all kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that I seen something like that, and that shit threw me. No, actually, I seen the K-pop stars doing like 90s R&B shit.
It's crazy how this shit comes back
and
around.
And I'm like, yo, it's crazy. I'm like, this shit actually slaps. I can't even front.
And that just means we're just going to stay fresh, though. I mean, that's true. How we grew up,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True. That is.
True.
Oh, so
I like, so who's your favorite new rapper? You said Lil Baby. That's your favorite,
yeah,
favorite,
yeah,
new rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite new rapper?
I don't know, man. It's so... I'm starting to come around to the older new rappers, man. I'm starting to come around to them, like
21 Savage.
20, yeah, 21 Future. Future. Well, I always been fucking with Future. I fuck with Baby.
I like Lil Baby. My favorite newer rapper is fucking NLE Choppa. I don't know why. NLE Choppa.
He's all right.
He's crazy.
I've really been listening to the Tory Lanez, though.
Tory Lanez. But Tory Lanez been out for a minute.
He was
at that fucking Migos concert. Yeah, Tory Lanez been out for a minute. Shout out One Umbrella.
Hey.
Shout out One Umbrella.
Shout out to One Umbrella.
Show off One Umbrella.
Hey. Other than that. Yeah, man, I ain't really been listening to too much newer shit. You know what I'm saying? I listen to some Project
Free
Pat.
Tory.
Free Tory. That's for sure. Hey, free my nigga Tory Lanez. Hey, you know what?
You talking about that interview today?
Yeah, you know what? We could talk about that interview, but that chick wasn't saying shit. She's trying not to perjure herself.
It's clickbait.
All. She's just trying not to perjure herself. And she got immunity. Like, nah, there's... Just Tory Lanez is sitting in jail for no reason. They should don't get me started. Anyways, fuck that bitch.
All them cameras in Hollywood, ain't no camera caught that shit.
Dog,
them cameras everywhere. That's just like you doing some shit outside my house in front of my camera and ain't no footage. No,
right.
Come on now.
Listen, man, I'm not even gonna speak on that because that is an ongoing situation that I'm dealing with.
Yeah, he's
let's just say yo, the cameras around town are fucking perfect. They're not missing nothing. You're not getting away with nothing, so don't think you are. I'll just say that. But being that there's been some time, you know, that we've, you know, not been doing this and we've been away, have we all seen the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
How do we feel about that? I think it was better than Rihanna's. But
I'm tired of rating Super Bowl halftime.
I mean, I'm not, because I'm just like your typical bitch. I'm not into football. I watch it for the show and maybe a little commercials, you know what I mean? Rihanna was good. I loved her because I didn't know she was pregnant. And I thought she was up there killing it with her fit.
Right.
Who don't love Usher? I mean, he's aging well. I mean, black don't crack. Let's be real. He looked a little good. He was extra sweaty. I'm sorry, guys. He was extra sweaty. I mean, he was looking pretty good. But my favorite was still with like 50 Cent and fucking Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. They came with the shit bumping and pumping that shit. That's you know, that old school shit. Like, I was like living for that. Like, can we redo that shit?
Yeah. That was my favorite.
Favorite.
Yeah, like, easy.
Yeah, fuck easy. Justin Timberlake and all that other bullshit.
I'm a JT fan, though. I ain't going for it.
Yeah,
but I can't help but notice about JT, I mean, yeah, you know, Cry Me a River, he look is starting to look a little old.
Yeah,
he's starting to look up there. Yeah. I mean, like, I thought I was, you know,
he
I mean.
He's starting to get older.
It's like, damn. I mean, Usher, like I said, black don't crack. Yeah, Usher is fine, but Justin Timberlake, he might need to go get him 30 units of Botox in his forehead and them crow's feet or something. I mean, or like tone up them grays or something. Don't forget, because he had that bleached perm, like fucking noodle shit. No, you need a toe. He needs to do something. He's just been through because Britney came out.
Britney got him stressed out.
He had bad discernment. He used bad discernment.
There you go.
Yeah, he fucked up. Pull through that shit. Get the Botox and carry on.
Business.
Baby boy,
you gotta stand on business now.
Yeah. You better cry your own river now and come up with some new shit. He better go country or some shit or start rapping some extra shit.
Speaking of country, how y'all feel about that Beyonce song?
Mm.
I like it.
I mean, I might get some shade. I'm not a big Beyonce fan. I mean, I loved fucking Destiny's Child, but I was more a Kelly Rowland fan. Like, mm-hmm. I think she's, like, way badder. Like, all Beyonce shit sound the same. I mean, it's catchy, though. I mean, I love watching the people do the dance to it on TikTok.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I can't dance like that. I mean, I love that little boot scootin' boogie new age shit. It's cute.
I didn't see that.
I like, if I live in Texas, like, wouldn't you want to go, like, with me and go learn how to do that swing shit? I would West Coast swing or whatever the fuck they call that. That'd be fun.
I would definitely like to. I would do that.
I mean, is it really country?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's country as a motherfucker.
It is country yep. Because, you know, that's all this new country. It's like, that's that new country shit.
Yeah, pop, that new country.
This ain't Garth fucking Brooks. Yeah. Right. You know, what's his name that just passed away? This is so funny to me. What's his name that just passed away? Kenny Chesney?
No, it wasn't Kenny Chesney.
What was his name?
I'm not here talking about him.
But anyways, when he passed away, like, he was been in the country game for a long time, and that was like new age country. I didn't realize he was in the country game as long as he was. He was old.
Yeah.
What the fuck was his
name? I'm trying to think of his name too. Because he's a well known guy.
Yeah, I was like,
and I heard his songs.
I was like, he died. He was young as hell. I was like, I couldn't believe he was in the country game because I don't really listen to country.
Oh man, listen.
But the newer country, like the Beyonce, if I'm gonna listen to country, it's gonna be like that newer. '90s mashup or Beyonce.
Listen,
country, other than that, I ain't listening to that shit.
Country music, man. I'll be on a low for real.
Oh, just listen to rock.
Slapping. That'd be slap.
You should listen to the words.
Toby Keith.
Yeah. Like, Toby I thought Keith. Toby Keith was like fucking like 47. How old do you think he was?
I didn't think
he was that old.
Nah, because he was out when we were in like middle school.
Was
younger
he,
than
though?
That.
Yeah. See, I didn't
younger
listen
than
to
that.
That shit.
So he's at least 5 to 10 years older than us. So he's like 50. He was like 50, right?
Yeah, I'm not really into country. If I'm listening to any country, see. So yeah, I don't fuck with Beyonce, but if I'm gonna fuck Beyonce, fuck with her, it's because her country song all right, and I like the dance.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It is.
It got a little flavor. You got, you know.
He was born
interesting
in 61.
To hear what,
holy
what
shit.
Else you got to come out
Toby
with.
Keith was 62?
Damn!
See, you didn't
I thought
know.
He was like 50.
Right?
Holy
told you.
Shit.
Told you.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. Right?
Damn.
Yeah, he was singing them blues. He was singing them blues for a long time. We like, yeah, that motherfucker was it. Uh-huh. We ain't. All we know is Garth fucking Brooks.
Right, yeah.
How old's Garth Brooks? Yeah, come on.
He
like, no,
be,
he wanna know.
He gotta be in his 50s.
Yeah, it's dog.
Is
he's
he?
In his 60s.
Well, no, because he might have been 40 when we were 15.
No, that nigga was like, I feel like he was 40 when
Garth
I was
Brooks,
5.
Garth Brooks, 63. He collected Medicaid. He definitely
Keith,
collected
62.
Medicaid.
62? Huh? 62,
yeah.
Yeah, he's up there.
He got 3 more years for them silver
Jesus
sneakers.
Christ, what the fuck?
Come on, Garth.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. That is so fucking funny. Oh, man. So, halftime show was cool. I fucked with it. But, yeah. You know, let me get to, I don't know. I know you probably don't know nothing about this, but, you know, feel free to interject. But JT.
Yes, sir.
Did you see Cameron Newton?
Cam.
You see Cam.
Killer Cam
this
now,
nigga,
right?
This nigga got jumped and jumped the guys that was jumping him.
That's a fucking professional athlete. Professional football player.
This is like yo, how are you gonna jump somebody
and it don't
and
work?
He's jumping you.
It don't work. You try to sneak him. Four people try to sneak him, and all y'all lost.
Y'all lost. Yo, I would be embarrassed. Yo,
did he talk about it on his podcast?
I don't know. I don't know. But
I just saw like a clip of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
My gosh.
But I just saw him like coming off
and
the stage
and his hat,
he was throwing him up against him.
Go nowhere.
His hat.
Dog, it's four of them. He's sitting there just tossing his mother. It is the craziest thing. You know what? Let me see if I can bring this shit up. This shit is crazy. Let's see. Cam Newton. There we go. Cam Newton fight. So
here, let's plug it in so we get some audio.
How long is the fight?
Plug it in so we get the audio.
Officers eventually stepped in to break this up. It is not clear what led up to this fight, but people are investigating. Police, I should say, are investigating. He may have been outnumbered, but over on social media,
people are impressed, saying, Mr. Cam Newton held his own. Y'all better watch out now. Y'all know who you running up on. Hey.
Yeah, so seeing that, and I was about to say I was impressed because, you know, Cam Newton is he's like 6'5"?
Yeah.
260. You know what I'm saying?
And but still, though, if 3-4 people run up on you, I don't really think it matters how big you are. You shouldn't be able to handle it.
If 3-4 people, like, that's, you know. You're outnumbered by the opposition right there at that point.
Right.
Something should happen.
Should.
My man's cat didn't
Where was
even
his
fall.
Help? Where was his help? They was a little late. He was late to the party.
Where was
his
security?
Was late to the party. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey. I mean, clearly he don't
need it. Yeah, I guess not. But if my security was there, please believe my security's fired. I'm sorry. That's just crazy. Oh, my gosh. Whew. But there was something I wanted to talk about. And it just so happens to be on my Facebook. Let me elaborate. So I had put up a post, and I'll read verbatim. And pretty much it said, now bear with me. It says that I hate, you hear the term matching energy, right?
Yeah.
I hate that term. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like it's, I don't know. I just feel like, I just don't fuck with it. So I pretty much said that it's the lamest shit ever. And pretty much, you know, if you're a chick trying to match my energy, it's a red flag. You shouldn't be trying to match, why are you trying to, you know, match some masculine ass energy when you're a female? That's crazy. No, that's crazy.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think that's what it fully means.
No, yeah.
I mean,
it don't mean match your energy.
From a woman's point of view, too.
Don't mean match your energy.
I mean, what you heard.
I mean, don't be throwing no shade. I mean, like, just, no. I mean, for real, like, I'm an energy type of person. A little bit. You want to say don't match your energy? When I say match your energy, I mean, like,
same
there's
level.
Different.
Right.
It's just like a vibe. Like, okay, for an example, I'm on Facebook dating. Yeah, Facebook dating is a thing. Why not? I don't go nowhere to meet nobody. You know what I mean? Everybody deserves to meet me. If you like me or not, you're going to remember me. Like, I don't give a fuck. You know, like, you go meet somebody, I can tell you within the first 5 minutes, and I'll straight up tell you, take it how you want. But if you say I don't match, if you think it's a red flag, then if I say, you ain't going to see somebody and be like, oh, she'll be like, you like her and you like everything about her. She'll be like, I think you match my energy. You're going to be like, oh, I think so too. Okay. But like, you just going to feed into it. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, if I could tell you in two minutes. This dude, just know, like, what do you want me to say? I'm not going
to
sit here and pick apart anybody or anything.
Yeah,
if it don't match my energy,
down,
match my vibe. It's it goes hand in hand. So you got to put that in different text.
So you're literally reading it verbatim looking into it too deep.
Yeah, are looking into it deep. Because it ain't got nothing to do with masculine.
Look, a woman,
I mean, because I get that a lot.
A woman matching your energy doesn't mean that she's acting like a man. It means that she's on the same level.
Because as a man,
you got to have self-confidence.
I'm not matching no female's energy.
That doesn't mean you're acting like a woman. That means y'all are on the same level.
Well,
right.
Like, you're into what I'm into. You're into what I'm into.
But that's a certain type of discernment that should be established
before
you even deal with them, though.
Okay, but you just said the discernment, then you're just using discernment and energy is the same thing.
No, not really.
I mean, it's the same thing. Vibe is energy.
Dating profiles. I like long walks in the park. I like movies. I like fine dining. That's matching energy.
Yeah, but there's always a fine line.
No,
there's always a fine line under that shit. That shit is smoke and mirrors, baby.
I'm just saying.
No, that's a similarity.
You're into what
okay.
I'm into.
Okay.
That's matching energy.
Like I said, so I'm on Facebook dating. Okay. We can talk. We can text. Okay. Do you match energies? Okay. You might think so. You know what I mean? Until you meet somebody.
Yeah, spend time with them.
And just a couple minutes, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm a chick. I don't fuck Cam Newton, fuck him and his little shit he got into. I ain't watching that shit. I'm watching Housewives. I'm watching fucking Married to Medicine. I'm watching all this motherfucking drama. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right. That's
so.
You know.
So what? I ain't going. make you say it on here. But I was gonna ask you, what's in your dating profile on Facebook? What's your bio?
Well, I deleted it because that shit was just my bio was.
We should fucking do that. That should be a fucking segment.
I wonder if I can like
reactivate dating.
So first of all, my profile is none of my shit was filtered. Number one, like I ain't got no makeup on today. Like I don't care. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I know, you know what I mean? I'm cool with that. None of my shit was filtered. My shit was for real. My shit just said, you know, hardworking, love to take naps, don't like scary movies, a little spicy, and I swear more than I like to admit. You know what I'm saying? You flip for them motherfuckers. Everybody sound fine. You know, you got your different levels of energy.
It's like a resume.
It's terrible. It's like a cover letter. Oh, it's fucking terrible. You got different levels of it. It's like, I just want to be Goldilocks, like just right. Motherfucker, like too hot. Motherfucker, too cold. Like, you got this motherfucker that just want to straight dicky down. Okay, and it sounds pretty hot and tempting. I mean, at the right point in time, moment, let's be real. And then you got the motherfucker that's like, plays cool, calm, and collect, but is low-key a stage 5 clinger. Oh, I could go on for days. Do we got a minute to talk about it?
We do. Okay.
Since I just literally deleted my Facebook dating profile like last night. I promise you. Okay, so I have a type. Okay, everybody has a type, and I'm at the point in my life, I'm cool, I'm confident, I mean, I feel like I'm happy with everything. You know, I'm going to quit trying to be like, be a good person, okay? So I was trying to be a good person and just try to date somebody on a vibe with our word of the day, but fuck that shit, for real. That shit's surface level, like low-key. Right. Like, fuck that shit. So I do feel what you're saying, matching the energies, but like, you can be like discombobulated, like, to yourself, like, well, what is my energy? Or what do I like? Just because a motherfucker got a good job, he ain't got no kids, so I was gonna go meet this guy because I was trying to be a good person, because I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is so terrible. So this is so fucking terrible. So I got ghosted by a guy that I was actually gonna go meet. I mean, I wasn't planning on having sex or anything. I might as well go meet. I mean, I love to have a conversation. I don't get out much. I work a lot.
You're gonna go on a first date.
I mean,
whatever.
I would know. It's not even a date. It's a meetup. It's a meetup. Yeah, it's a fucking meetup. Yeah. I mean, I'll buy my own shit. Or I'll buy your shit too. I don't give a fuck. It's a meetup.
Social meetup.
Yeah, it's a social meetup. So I was going to go meet up with this guy. And then this motherfucker ended up ghosting me. And then I'm like.
How you ghost somebody on a fucking. That you find online.
That's super
for the
weird.
First meeting. How you
but
do
you
that?
Wanna know why I had me like all of my Philly Willies? This was like when I first started.
Philly Willies.
He had me in my Philly Willies. You ready for that? This is like so like I hate to be shallow, so like I have a type and now I just know like I'm just going for my type and like what I want and like what I need, or it ain't even worth my time because I mean I could do all the work on my own. It's not that big of a problem. So I got ghosted by the guy. First of all, he wasn't my type, but like he was in a wheelchair. Like, how do I get ghosted by the guy in the fucking wheelchair? Like,
wheelchair
I wasn't being
Jimmy.
Shallow. Huh?
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Literally, like, how do I get ghosted by, like, the guy in the wheelchair? Like, that's fucked up. Like, come on. Come on. Come on, Facebook dating. You know, okay, so this takes me back to yesterday.
Hold on.
So that was the beginning of Facebook dating. That's the beginning of Facebook dating.
Hold on. We got to stop here for a second. And it's not about the wheelchair.
I mean, it's not, but most people are like, Casey, you was really going to go on a date with a guy in a wheelchair? I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I don't roll like that
because
I'm a good person.
You were trying to see personality.
I was, but I'm past that.
But here's my question.
You got to be on your own feet, and that's not meaning. That's not saying anything.
How long do you talk to somebody before you're willing to meet up?
See, now that's the problem with coming with being a business owner. You know, most guys don't want to hear it, but like, if you want to meet me, you best be in my schedule about 2 months from now because my schedule is out. Right. All my days off, I'm going to the gym, going grocery shopping, getting my motherfucking teeth clean, I'm having self-care, getting my facials, sleeping.
That could be challenging.
I mean, it is challenging.
That's intimidating to men. Because
I mean, it is what it is.
Because,
it's okay
well, no,
though.
No, it's intimidating to men, and I'll tell you why. Because men, we have egos, and if I can't be a priority or
dating, it's like most of the time, it's like almost like seen as like an object thing, like kind of too though. You know what I mean? Like no, like I'm not. I'm a grown ass fucking woman. I'm a business owner. If you can't fucking respect that, and if you don't have the same kind of hustle, we ain't matching because you would respect
matching,
that.
But
you would respect that because, like, no, I fucking went to the
gym. I'm not saying people don't respect that, but I'm just saying men are probably intimidated by that.
Yeah,
because we want attention just as much as women.
I mean, I'll give you the attention, but you're gonna have to let me put you in my schedule. We're gonna have to build some kind of foundation and relationship. Okay, because like I said, I can talk to you and be like in love with you, like swear to God, like I'm in love with you, and then I'll meet you. No. But then I'll meet you if you can make the time and just bear with me because I'm not fucking lying. You want to come stalk me at my motherfucking job? You know where I'll be at. You want to bring me Starbucks and flowers? Like, we got to go back. We got to fast forward in the Facebook dating. But, you know what I'm saying? See, I don't know.
So how long do you talk to somebody before you
It's going for me, it's going to have to be a few weeks because of my schedule.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, I live in the middle of nowhere. You want to meet somewhere like... You know what I mean? I got other shit to do. It's just a challenge at my age. You know what I mean? It almost seems like it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot of fucking work. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm addicted to the dollar. What can I say? You know what I mean?
You got
to
be nowadays.
I mean, you got guys message you on Facebook dating. I got people messaging me for appointments. Best believe I'm messaging the appointments because they help me pay my bills.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's... So
that's a priority. So that's me. I'm a workaholic. That's my own downfall.
So if you're paying attention, men, and you want to... Slide in Casey Roman's DMs. Make an appointment to get your fucking hair done, and now you got your.
But
time.
Disclaimer: I'm not a barber.
Well, that's okay. Get your eyebrows done.
I'll give you a good head rub, a good shampoo,
whatever you need to do. Yeah. Then now you get to, and now you get the best conversation you're ever gonna get
because she's
in her element. And then now you can see if y'all match energies.
Yeah.
And then you can ask her on a date. There you go.
Ta-da!
For my next appointment,
yeah,
let's meet at the coffee shop.
Yep.
See? There you go, gentlemen.
You can even take her to Chipotle right down the street.
Free game.
Do we have time to fast forward for the Facebook dating story?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to fast forward to like 2 days ago, okay? So the guy in the wheelchair was like a couple months ago when I first started, right? But I really haven't met anybody on there because I'm busy and like I'm just super picky and I don't give a fuck. It is what it is. So... This guy, I thought he was kind of cute. He wasn't my type. We kind of had something in common. I might have been kind of bored. Like, I thought he was cute. So, we messaged on Facebook dating. Now, you on Facebook dating, you can't see my profile unless I share it to you.
There's like a real Facebook dating.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yes, it's real. Yeah, it's real. Just meant like it's like a secret thing on Facebook.
I thought you
on
meant
Facebook.
Dating people on Facebook.
No,
so I didn't know
no, it's
like
an
a
app
section.
On. It's an app within Facebook. But like, so say like... You was on Facebook dating and you liked me, okay? You would only see what I put on my profile on Facebook dating. You couldn't see my public Facebook profile unless I shared it to you.
Okay, so it's not even real names?
I mean, it could be whatever you want.
Okay.
Motherfuckers got cats on their heads and shit. It's weird. Like, it's the best. I mean, motherfuckers holding up fishes. They're all weird and shit. It's more of like entertainment, like scrolling through profiles more than anything. Because it's like...
Can you go on VR meetings through Meta? That's... All right, tell your story.
No. Not that I know of. Okay, so anyhow, so this guy thought he was kind of cool, liked the conversation, whatever, really wasn't my type, but I was like, okay, it's worth a little conversation. We exchanged profiles, whatever, on Facebook. So he messaged me on Facebook. We talked for a little bit, nothing like anything, right? So I was going to bed. Like, I had to get up work early. Like, yeah, I own a salon, but I also have like two other jobs. Like, I run a nursing home salon and I actually work at the funeral home and do hair there whenever the time calls for that. So I'm like always fucking busy. Like, that's why it's hard to get my schedule. Like, you know what I mean? Getting off the hustle. You know what I mean?
Wow.
We take it back to Jay-Z, hard knock life. I mean, it's a hard knock life for us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It fucking is. I listen to that shit like every day on my way to work to get amped up, you know? To get ready.
I do too. Like,
yeah, like literally, you have to. You gotta like get ready.
When I'm at work, I'm listening to Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, you got some of your shit. So anyways, long story fucking short. We had a short conversation. Dude messaged me in the morning that I had to get up and go to my second job like super fucking early. He messaged me, good morning, honey. He honeyed me to fucking death about 5 times before 10 a.m. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm busy. I ain't a stage 5 clinger, bitch. You got these motherfuckers either want to fuck or they want to honey you to death.
Good morning.
Like, where's Goldilocks? I'm just Goldilocks. Like, where's just right? Because this motherfucker, too little, too less, it's too much. This motherfucker... I didn't respond back to him till like 9 at night, like after I got out of my bathtub, because I had to take a nap and shit. I was tired. Motherfucker blocked me from social media, from Facebook, right?
And
he had me like, literally, exactly. He had me so pissed. I did some stalker shit and went to his Instagram, right? Because his shit's, I mean, you can find anybody. And I'm like, bro, I'm sorry I don't have my fucking phone glued to my fucking forehead. You know what I mean? And I was like, that's unfortunate and blah, 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 blah. So, right, exactly. Red flag. Energy is not fucking matching. Like, the only thing must have been cute was the beard. Like, I knew it wasn't for me because he wasn't my type.
So
then he sends me his phone number. And like, after that point, it was a wrap. So, but in our first early conversation, he asked me if I like Starbucks. And I'm like, oh, I love Starbucks. This is my drink. And he was like, I'll bring you some. And I was like, oh, all right. So this is where it all shit comes into the sketch. So obviously, when I was dumb enough and made my Facebook dating profile, that's why I deleted it. I obviously put where I worked at on there. Just know on Friday morning, you're in there busting out like two heads. And this motherfucker pops up at my luxury salon suite with Starbucks and flowers.
I mean, which is dope, but you're crazy for that.
You're
crazy for that.
I mean,
it was a good attempt.
I mean, the Starbucks was on fucking point.
No, you're crazy but my, for having your fucking...
I know. Yeah, that's why I just deleted my shit. That's why I just deleted it.
Dope for him, but...
I mean, it was nice. It was a wrap
morning,
after
hun,
that.
Good morning, hun.
I mean, I've never
hun,
had...
Where you at, huh? Hun? Honey?
He honeyed me to fucking death.
Like Stewie. Mama.
To death. Like, I mean, it can be cute sometimes, but like, bro, it ain't like that.
No stage five clinging.
That ain't the jam.
Fellas.
I mean, Starbucks was good, but like my one assistant was like.
She just gave y'all the blueprint on how to date her.
No, but my assistant made a good point. She was like, he really went on his way to bring it to you. Like, why didn't he just like Uber deliver it to you?
That's what I would have did.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, and then he came in all like awkward. I'm in there busting telegram. Heads out, and he comes in, and I'm like, "Oh, hi!" And he's like, "Hey!" And I'm like, "Oh!" And he comes in. It was all awkward, and I was like, "Oh, how sweet! Thanks, nice to meet you." And he's like, "I stick to my promises," and just like dipped. And then I was like, I was being all shallow, and I was like, I told my assistant, I'm like, "Go out there and see what kind of car he was driving," and she was like. Bitch, he done disappeared. I'm like, this is a riot. I said, I told my friend Troy that I work with now that used to be my business partner. I'm like, it takes a fucking stranger for me to get Starbucks and flowers at my job. Like, what the fuck is Facebook dating like coming up to? Like,
I
am going to give my next one I make. It's going to be fake. Nah. It's going to be real pictures, unfiltered, just so you know. But it's going to be fake name, fucking broke ass, dumb ass job, and in the middle of Timbuk fucking too, just so you know. Because it's going to match me with people in Canada, anyways.
So, Casey, serious question.
Yeah.
Why you keep trying these dudes that ain't your type?
Oh, so I have moved on to more of my type. I'm more selective. I have been more selective.
Because that's two, like, extremes right there. Like,
I was just trying to be a good person.
And then it fucked up. It's all fucked up. Like, stick to your guns.
No, I'm back in action. I'm focused. I already, like, have my shit down. I'm not really even looking for a relationship. But, I mean, I'm cool. It would just be nice. You know what I mean? I don't have a lot of friends because I work a lot. You know what I mean? I've grown from, like, you know, outside my childhood friends. And it's hard to make friends as, like, an adult.
It is.
Yeah. You know
unless,
what I mean?
You're, unless you're in
common. Right. And, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't drink a lot. It's, like, super, I'll drink to be social. You know what I'm saying? But, like, other than that, like, I'm not really, like, into it a lot. So, it's, like, hard. You know what I mean? It's, like, you be social, like, in your own comfortable environment. And then you have, like, even though I'm social as hell, like, sometimes I can be really super antisocial. Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially dating.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, dating is fucked up at this stage. It's fucked
also,
up.
But
it's
I didn't, fucked up. Like, as far it's as dating up. Goes, I...
Yeah, and you ever match energies and vibes. I think anything is, like, shakes you up. Like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think
don't...
as you get older, though, like, shit is mad weird.
It
like,
is weird.
Like,
it's
weird. Like, I'm socially awkward. Like, in my teenage years, I guess I was like life of the party. It had all kind of energy and type A personality. But as I got older, I was like more and more reserved.
Because it's like what life does to you. It's life and trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. And it's how things mold you and you see things from people. And you know what I mean? And like,
I am in love with my own company.
Fucking right, you see.
I mean, me too.
I'm down here
every chance I get.
Oh man, no, don't get me wrong. Myself. It'd be cool if I had someone that I'd want to spend my time with and you know consume my day with. But unfortunately, that is not a thing in my life.
Yeah,
I told my wife. I said I love you, and I love spending time with you. But I really love spending time by myself.
Yes. Yeah, it's important. Like, it's important. If you can't master that, you can't even be in a relationship. Yeah, yeah. Like, literally, it will fuck you up.
There's nothing against you.
Yeah, no, that's important.
If I don't have that time, she does.
Well, then that's love right there. That's love. Because it takes a real person to recognize that. Because it's important.
But if I don't get that time to myself, like, I'm
going irritable. You're ready to fuck it up. Yeah, you're ready to fuck it up. It's important.
Miserable as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? Nothing.
I mean, back to the beginning. Hi, my name is Casey. I'm your local hair lover. And it's important for your woman to have time to get her hair done, to release that. You know, if she wants to vent to me, like, I know so much tea and so much secrets about, like, so much shit, which I don't even give a fuck. And I forget about it by the end of the day.
That's exactly
but,
how it
But
is
you know
here.
What I mean? It's so good. Like, it's like, I don't know about your barber, but like with hairdresser, like you have a code. There's a code. Like I tell you shit, you tell me shit, and that's it.
Like the lawyer client.
I mean, it is. It's a code. Yeah. If you break that shit, guess what? You K Slay ain't doing your hair no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't give a fuck what you paying. Because you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. You know, because I ain't got to do, I'll do whoever said I want to. You see what I'm saying?
Because you get vulnerable with people like that. That's just how it goes. Right. So you're going to say some shit that most people shouldn't hear.
Right, but it's nice to have, it's nice to have that if you want to vent, if you just want to chill and relax, like read a fucking book. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that time for yourself. It's like you want to have time for yourself.
Yeah,
it's
so important. My wife, a couple times a month, will do a girl's night. They do all these girl shit with my sister-in-law and our group of friends.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
They'll do crafts and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Galentine's and Friendsgiving. They do all them holiday shits, mm-hmm. and then they just, it's game night.
Yeah.
Like every other week. So I'm like, cool. And I'll chill with my daughter. We go get fucking Happy Meals or pizza and ice cream and chill.
That shit is the funnest shit, though. That shit is fun.
What?
Like, when your lady can go out somewhere and you're just chilling with the kids and shit. Like, that shit is cool. Like, I would tell my ex, like, oh, you wanna go? Peace. See you later.
Yeah.
Hey, 1:30. 1:30 on the motherfucking dot. Hey, don't play. Gotcha. So there is something I did want to bring up too, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and she's actually the one that brought it up to me and asked me the question. When do you feel like you should block somebody? Like, whether it be like on phone or social media, like what, like when do you block somebody? Like me? Okay. I'll take me for example. I don't just block someone because like, I may not like them or they say something I don't like. Like I'm not petty enough to block you. Like I don't care enough to block you. However, if you're going out of your way and just being very extra about something, you're getting blocked.
I mean, I think there's a difference between, so like nowadays, you know, you got block somebody. Blocking somebody is fucking serious.
Right.
And then you got the little secret unfollow.
Right.
So, you know
what
I mean? You got that little sneaky bitch that just slides on in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like me, I mean, I ain't blocking anybody. I get paid from Facebook. I mean, you know what I mean? My shit's a public for my business.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I put in fucking, I make my reels and all that shit. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I ain't unfollowing nobody because I need the followers to get paid.
Right,
But I ain't following nobody. I mean, nobody gets on my nerves that bad. I don't read into it that much.
Right.
But the only time that I would unfollow somebody is, I mean, I ain't never scared. I ain't unfollowing nobody. Nobody gets on my nerves. I mean, I ain't blocking anybody. Put it that way. I'm not blocking anybody now. Like, you take it back, like, 10, 15 years ago, I was in a relationship where an ex-boyfriend was like, you friends with that person? So yeah, I hit the block and maybe you never unblocked them.
That's right. Like the only time I...
Yeah,
that's probably the only time I really...
Which is that weird shit. It's like, what type of level of petty are you on? What's your petty scale?
Right.
You know, like at 40, like at almost 40, like I ain't petty.
I don't care enough.
Yeah, like I ain't petty.
Yeah, I don't...
Like if you gonna... Like I do have like a password on my phone, but like 10 people know my shit. It's not a secret.
Well, and that's another thing, because like I have a password on my phone, but like... I also have like Apple Pay and all that shit. So like they kind of make you put the shit on there. And some for
I put it on there, but I mean anybody can go. You know what I mean? If I'm in a relationship, I feel like if I'm in a relationship,
oh yeah, then here.
I mean, if you gonna go on my phone, you best just respond back to the shit that you're reading to, because I'm gonna need me some help.
Yeah. Hey, shit! I think we talked about that before about
going in each other's.
I mean, because be honestly, I mean, my shit is mostly just is mostly just work stuff.
Man.
So I'm not blocking anybody. I might unfollow you, but I look at my stuff because I have like I look at my insights on Facebook. Like on Facebook, well, right, when you're professional you can see. I mean, yeah. I get like last week I had 11 followers, but I had 2 people unfollow me, and I don't get in my feelings because it's strictly business. I'm like, who unfollow me? I'm like, guys, if we're friends, are you gonna like my hair videos? Probably not. You don't like hair. You're not a fucking chick.
I'm not a female.
You know what I mean? Even though I'm like, oh, this is the best hair video I ever made. And it's like the better, it's like a fucking double-edged sword, because it's like the better I think my video is, the less likes I get on it or less views. But I get views on my shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the likes, yeah, but they still watching. Like every video I post, you know, I still get 2 appointments from it. An old client that I ain't seen in 10 years, you know, that quit me and had, you know, client remorse or whatever that shit or whatever, but they all circle around. So like I don't block anybody because motherfuckers are still watching, you know, it's smoke and mirrors. I ain't unblocking anybody. I might unfollow somebody because I'm tired of seeing their shit or they're just dumb. But I mean, I liked some of the drama. There's some people just I would never unfollow because I mean they're irrelevant. But it's just like watching fucking like you know fucking housewives on TV.
Yeah.
I mean you can't help but to watch their fucking their fucking relationship or you just can't help to watch it. Well, I mean, I'm just human.
Juicy.
It is juicy. I mean, it does get juicy.
It's so weird how
and that's, that makes for good salon time. Like, girl, did you see what so and so posted? I mean, without spilling too much, you don't ever reveal your sources, but it gives good topics to talk about.
Can't look away from a train wreck.
No, yeah. You know you can't, especially when it's right there in front of you.
People put a lot of shit out there.
Oh, dog. Yeah, and they be mad. Like, and it's like, yo, you're the one that put this shit out here, not me. Like,
exactly.
what, you want me to not see
stay
this?
Yeah, but you know what? I play it safe, though. So it's just like, you know, people see my stuff, obviously, but yeah, people liking your stuff? No, but people see it. I mean, it's just crazy when you think about, like what's irrelevant to people, like what's not relevant to people. I just really just believe in supporting people. Like, if I watch your video, like, I love your video and I like your video, like, all the time. Like, I do that. I forget to do that, though. No, I do it all the time.
I forget to do that. I'll look
because I believe in supporting people. Like even if I didn't watch your video, and if you believe it or not, like if that makes you feel better for the day, looking at your views because they put it on there because they want people to fucking look at it. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking social experiment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I watch it or not, or if I like it or not, you know what? I always support it, and it's amazing how much stuff I support with people, and like people don't support me back, which is I don't get read into it because I ain't got a problem. I'm booked and busy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. You know, I love what I do. But it's just like the trolls. It's just like social media is just like such smoke and mirrors. I don't even know why I'm even on that tonight because it's fucking real.
It is real.
It's real.
Didn't we talk about that before?
It's like episode? So real.
I think it's so real.
Like I see people on Facebook, I don't get out much. I mean, just in filters and stuff. I'm like,
oh, them filters kill
me. I mean, okay, Facebook dating. I'm done with Facebook dating because I deleted the app. But the amount of guys that use filters on there, oh my fucking God. Like, say swear.
How you
like,
gonna be do a you man put and filter, use a filter
your shit on? Do you filter?
No.
Like, okay, so like Snapchat, you know, if you put like a little funny filter, which you're too fucking missing,
right,
with your kids, that's funny.
That's not the same.
Yeah, okay, but like, these dudes are hitting the angle. They got the filter. They got the highlighter on their nose.
I told you the lines are blurred. What the fuck is highlighter on their nose?
You know, like, you know, they got the little make. They got a filter on their shit.
I told you the lines are blurred. I keep telling you.
It's terrible. It's fucked up.
Men get as much shit done as women now. Botox, all that shit.
I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, you like what you're like. There's not wrong
dog,
with it.
Dog, men are getting BBLs. I swear to you.
I mean, guys get all kinds of shit. I mean, steroids. If you think about a guy, I mean, I feel like steroids is equally as much as a woman getting Botox and filler. I mean, doing steroids?
Steroids is Ozempic.
No, it's not.
Same thing. You take steroids to help you build muscle.
Right. No, but I'm talking about like built like filler and Botox.
That's different. I mean,
no, it is. It is the same thing. Like mentality for like a man and woman, it's the same thing. Guys are using steroids to get their muscles big. Women are using Botox and filler to make them look fucking younger. Mentality. And what guy don't want a fucking fine ass young ass woman? I mean, the guy always wants the younger woman.
The same mentality, I guess. But steroids,
it's self-image,
more like,
it's social fucking
it's more,
media.
It's more like Ozempic because if you don't put the work in, steroids just make you bloated and fat.
I'm not talking about Ozempic. I'm not steroids. Fucking, if you're working out, steroids will fucking beef you up.
Yeah, but if you don't. If you don't, then you're bloated and fat. So that's what I'm saying.
If you're exercising?
If you're not exercising.
No, I mean, if you're exercising, people exercise. If you exercise and take steroids, like, you're fucking looking like fucking Hulkamania.
Yeah, you're gonna look
good. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, women can look good and still get filler and Botox.
But you don't have to do nothing. You just get the filler and Botox and then boom. Steroids is enhancing what you're already doing. Filler and Botox is just put it in there.
Yeah.
My lips are full. Put it in there.
I'm looking at it from a mental standpoint. Like, guys are doing it to make their muscles look bigger and better.
Also,
and women are doing it to look younger and look sexier.
Yeah,
that's
but
all.
Also, like, from
but I mean, that's different than, like,
also,
whatever.
But
you know,
also,
it's just,
women, though, like, women have it way worse. Like,
yeah, they do. Yeah.
The way you look really matters for everything. Like, I was in a training just last week, and the way women look determines how much they get paid. Like, on normal jobs, corporate America jobs.
I believe it.
Which is fucked up.
I was reading an article one time, and it has been like trends in hair like always change, right? So like the gray thing has like It has been trending. It's like faded out a little bit, but it trended like ever since COVID and people weren't coloring their hair or whatever. But I read that way before that, but it said that women that grow their hair out natural and don't color their hair, they get taken more serious by men and they get taken more serious at their job because they're comfortable in their own skin. You know, so that goes like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, even like down, there's a lot there. There's a lot there with that. You know what I mean? So like if I come in here, you know, I come in here with no makeup, I'm comfortable in my own skin. Mm-hmm. That takes a little bit further than being a little, right. You know what I'm saying? To an extent.
Right. Older man, like, you start to notice that and appreciate stuff like that a lot more.
Right.
Like, I notice it off top.
Right.
I was never really a big fan of, like
makeup.
A lot of makeup.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a time and place for it. You know, I wear makeup and stuff when I go to work. That's my job. I want to look good
you
for everybody that comes in there.
You're doing glamour shit.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like if you look good without makeup, like, what more can
I mean, you cannot be the most attractive without makeup, but I mean, as long as you just love yourself, you know what I mean, and push that through, confidence mm-hmm. shines through besides mm-hmm. all that. I mean, you have a bitch 100%. That's literally like looks like a 5, but like her shit, everything else elevates
Lizzo.
It to like a 7.5 or 8.
Yeah. Look at Lizzo.
Yeah, oh my, yeah, Lizzo's like, a bad bitch. She's a bad bitch. Yeah, she is a prime example of that. Go yep. Lizzo. Shout out to Lizzo.
I like Lizzo.
And yeah. that's no knock on her.
No, absolutely
but
not.
But it's just saying, I mean, she's comfortable in her own skin, or at least she portrays that.
I mean, right, definitely is.
She's a fucking superstar.
Right.
I mean, yeah. And her personality is fucking dope. You know, and she didn't come from shit.
I don't know her story, but.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know.
Shout out to Lizzo.
Yeah, shout out to Lizzo.
It's about damn time.
Yeah.
It is, you know. Yeah.
So, what's next? What you got going on? For the rest of the year.
Work hard and play hard.
You got any trips lined up? You going to any special?
I go to the 239 down Southwest Florida, which is my favorite spot.
Ooh.
I go to Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Tampa. I'm going down May, July. A little bit of stuff. I like the vacation. You know what
you
I mean?
Do
I've
hair?
Been grinding this year since I just moved my business. But
do you do hair while you're down there?
Sometimes.
I had a feeling she didn't stop. She didn't stop working even on vacation.
Yeah, I do.
She got a couple clients down there.
I do. I mean, it's some family and family friends. I've been going down there a long time. Yeah,
she don't stop working.
Cakeaholic.
I mean, but I enjoy doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The biggest boss.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you already know. Yeah.
She's sitting on the beach doing hair.
Mm, hey, that's what's up there.
Not on the beach, but we'll beat the beach
by
after.
By the pool.
Yeah, always by the pool.
Well, I want to thank you for coming out. This has been a fun, super fun experience. And, hey, you got a chance to bless the first episode of season 2. I want to thank you.
Thank you, season 2. Kickoff.
Yeah. And hopefully you can come and do this again. And bring some of your bring some of your hair friends.
Yeah,
you know?
I could probably bring a couple people, chalk it up a little
bit. You know, maybe we can talk some gossip. You know, some.
I mean, gotta be surface level shit.
Whoa.
I mean, we can talk about whatever.
Hair salon guy.
I feel like we got
mad topics
behind,
for that.
Behind what you're saying right here.
No.
I mean, you got 20 years experience. We got mad. I mean, we could go in.
Yeah.
People don't give the hair industry enough credit. I mean, it goes in so deeper.
Everybody around me in my life has done hair.
Yeah, I mean it's a one hell of a drug. It's a one hell of a drug.
Still does hair. My brother wanted to be a barber. Barber school was booked, so he went all the way.
And don't you love your barber?
I don't have a fucking barber. I cut my own shit.
Well, you loved everybody in your family then.
But yeah, I had a barber at one time. But, you know, when I had more hair. But my brother had his own shop and everything, and he loved it.
Yeah.
So he being their gossip.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Shit.
You know what I mean? And the good thing about that is like, just so people know, you know, like, you don't have to go to college. Like, the trade is where it's at. You know what I mean? Like,
and
can't nobody take that from you. Yep. Like, that's like, it's like a fucking art. Like, no matter if you're laying floor doing hair.
And all them people are retiring right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? It's, you know, you don't owe no money for that shit. You know what I mean? And it's something, if you're in a fucking tough spot, you can always trade for some shit if you're down with that.
And that's what I try to tell my kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you don't
do
gotta,
trade.
Yeah, you don't gotta go
trade.
To college.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't.
I wish
don't.
I didn't go
you
to college.
Don't. You don't. You know, you don't.
Yep.
I mean,
go to college if that's for you. I mean, but go be a fucking doctor.
Right, yeah,
go be a surgeon.
Yeah,
be the top fucking dog.
Do something.
Yeah, don't
do
be
something
no bottom
that's
barrel.
Get you out of $200,000 worth of debt.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
go be a lawyer, then you need a lawyer to help you settle your lawyer debt. Right, I mean, yeah, it's a fucking vicious cycle. So trades are where it's at. Small business
get you out of a two. Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's a good hustle. You know what I mean?
I mean, any trade.
It's a good hustle.
My son's a plumber. He
he's
killing it. Straight out of high school, killing it.
You can kill it.
Bought a $40,000 car at 19.
Yep. The trade is where it's at. Don't knock the hustle. Yeah. People are always feel like Votech is like something to be like shunned upon or something like fucking awkward. Like I met some of my best friends there. You know what I mean? Like somebody we were talking about earlier, I would have never met that person if it wasn't for like going to like a Votech because I didn't grow up in that area. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go to Votech, you get other people from other schools. Yep. Like I would have never met people from fucking Burgess Town and Vela. Like what the fuck do I need to be down there for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
especially
like,
in the middle of
nowhere.
It's
something people, I still do their hair 20 years fucking later. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's, you know, it's like a little community, you know, it just like plugs people with their own little vibe and like, you know, do the trade. If you don't like it, who cares? It was free education and you lived and learned and you might've made some good friends for a lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for coming on. And, you know, hopefully we'll see you again soon. And that's season two, episode one. You'll be hearing that from us again real soon. Stay tuned. Shout out to my man Jigaboo.
Shout out Jigga Jones.
Hey, I'll be hollering at you here soon, man. We're going to have to come Jigga and get you back on here. But shout out to him. Shout out to Indy 100. And we out. Peace.
The Inbox.
Yeah. 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 Keep your hustle game. Show discipline and get it past. If you work a 9 to 5, work overtime and get it back. Yeah. Stay 3 steps ahead. Nigga, no lacking, just stacking. You gotta tighten up, be the boss, be the captain. Make it happen, manifest all your goals. Turn your heart into Antarctica, real cold. I made it happen, I manifested all my goals. Now my pockets look like Yokozuna, real swole. Keep your hustle game up, show discipline and get it back. If you work a 9 to 5, work overtime and get it back. Stay 3 steps ahead, hit the lick real quick and get it back. Life's a roller coaster, ups and downs, you can get it back. Keep your hustle game up, show discipline and get it back. If you work a 9 to 5, work overtime and get it back. Stay 3 steps ahead, hit the lick real quick and get it back. Life's a roller coaster, ups and downs, you can get it back. It don't matter where you live, it don't matter who you are. When life gets hard, realize you're a star and you'll never fall off. You'll always bounce back. Got a real big smile when I'm counting them stacks. You'll be laying on your back. Please don't test. Your life's one thing you can't get back. You'll take your last breath. Stay in your lane, stay low key, and make stacks. Life's a roller coaster, ups and downs. You can get it back. Keep your hustle game up. Show discipline and get it back. If you work a 9 to 5, work overtime and get it back. Stay 3 steps ahead. Hit the lick real quick and get it back. Life's a roller coaster, ups and downs. You can get it back. Keep your hustle game up. Show discipline and get it back. If you work a 9 to 5, work overtime and get it back. Stay 3 steps ahead. Hit the lick real quick and get it back. Life's a roller coaster, ups and downs. You can get it back. Keep your hustle game up. Show discipline and get it back. If you work a 9 to 5, work overtime and get it back. Stay 3 steps ahead. Hit the lick real quick and get it back. Life's a roller coaster, ups and downs. You can get it back. Keep your hustle game up. Show discipline and get it back. If you work a 9 to 5, work overtime and get it back. Stay 3 steps ahead. Hit the lick real quick and get it back. Life's a roller coaster, ups and downs.